This is a Fox News alert. A verdict reached. I'm Lisa Lacera. The jury in the federal trial of three former Minneapolis police officers charged with violating George Floyd's civil rights has convicted all three.
After a trial that lasted about a month, a jury found Tu Tao, J. Alexander Kang, and Thomas Lane guilty of violating George Floyd's civil rights. They were specifically charged with denying Floyd medical care as Officer Derek Chauvin pressed his knee into Floyd's neck for more than 9 minutes. Kang and Tao were also accused of failing to intervene to stop Chauvin. Prosecutors argued the officers violated their training and should have at least rolled Floyd onto his side or given him CPR, that even bystander civilians could see Floyd needed help. Defense attorneys said the department's training failed the officers, two of whom were rookies, and that the officers deferred to Chauvin as their senior. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
President Biden with a new round of financial penalties against Russia after its invasion of Ukraine.
Putin's aggression against Ukraine will end up costing Russia dearly economically and strategically. We will make sure of that.
The largest banks in Russia are being cut off from the U.S. economy, and assets of wealthy Russians have been frozen. The sanctions are also designed to limit Russia's ability to import components for aerospace, defense, and high-tech sectors, and the president said more sanctions are possible. Military experts say today's moves by the Russian army is the initial move by President Putin to retake Ukraine.
Tank forces, those special forces, they are encircling Kyiv as we speak tonight. I would expect to see more airstrikes, more ballistic missile strikes tonight. This is far from over.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. Wall Street, the markets recovered after the Russia-Ukraine invasion sent them down sharply. The Dow gained 92 points. The Nasdaq up 436. The S&P added 63. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson told Parliament there's no doubt as to how to classify Russian President Vladimir Putin's behavior.
Hurling the might of his military machine against a free and peaceful neighbor in breach of his own explicit pledge and every principle of civilized behavior between states.
Johnson says one of the things talked about during today's G7 meeting is ending Europe's dependency on oil and gas, the majority of which comes from Russia. The COVID mutant, widely known as stealth Omicron, is now causing more than a third of new Omicron cases around the world. But scientists say they still don't know how it could affect the future of the pandemic. Early research suggests it spreads faster than Omicron and in rare cases can make people sick even if they have already had an Omicron infection. The freezing rain that's disrupting travel from central Texas to the Great Lakes is heading east, with New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy warning of possible heavy snow.
There is also a real danger from the storm to be expected from ice that could impact all of central and northern Jersey, much more so than South Jersey, before the precipitation turns to rain later on Friday.
More than half inch of ice could accumulate in parts of the Ozarks through tomorrow morning. The storm has canceled hundreds of flights, many at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, where American Airlines has its hub. The husband of cinematographer shot and killed on the set of the Alec Baldwin film Rust says it's absurd that Baldwin believes he is not to blame for the shooting, and he says he was so angry when Baldwin didn't accept responsibility. Matt Hutchins spoke to the Today Show. It's his first public comments he's made about the shooting since the death of his wife in October. In an ABC interview in December, Baldwin said that someone is responsible for what happened, but said it wasn't him. I'm Lee Silasera, and this is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.